WTAW News Time is 8:05. It's 77 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A major indicator of success at Texas A&M by state officials has improved a little. This week's meeting of the A&M Faculty Senate included a review of the recently completed study of the university's four-year graduation rate. Associate Professor Julie Harlan, who chaired the committee, says A&M ranks second in the state.
Right now we're sitting at about 56%, and that's first-time, full-time freshmen. Looking at them 4 years later, are they graduating? So that's not great. Our goal would be to get into the low 60% would be good.
Dr. Harlan called on all faculty members to be advocates for finding creative solutions to allow students to complete degrees as soon as possible.
One of the things we talked to the provost about, I advise a lot of undergraduates, and when they come from different degree programs, we have choices on whether or not to accept credits for core curriculum. Maybe it meets core, but we have a specific course required. And her response was, we would never want to degrade the degree by just blatant substituting a bunch of stuff. But if it makes sense to do things, then we need to have the freedom to be able to do that.
She added 86% graduate within 6 years. More information is on our website at WTAW.com. The latest report from the Texas A&M Real Estate Center at the Mays Business School notes a pair of projects in College Station. One is the start of construction of another student housing complex in Northgate. Cherry Street Apartments is slated to open next summer. The 200-bed unit with a parking garage is located at 2nd and Cherry. Meantime, construction is finishing on a new hotel behind Red Lobster on Lincoln right before University. It's the first of 9 Aloft brand hotels to open in Texas over the next 3 years. Aloft's website says the College Station location opens September 10th and reservations are being accepted starting October 1st. The Real Estate Center says the hotel has 102 rooms and 1,500 square feet of meeting space. Bluebell Ice Cream now has outside financial assistance. Officials announced yesterday that Sid Bass of Fort Worth is an investor and a partner. The amount of the investment and Bass's portion of the ownership were not disclosed. The Bass family business is in energy, and Sid Bass's interests have included the Walt Disney Company. Meantime, there's no change in the status of when Bluebell plants will start test runs in Brenham and suburban Tulsa. Last week, Bluebell notified Alabama health officials it will start test runs at its plant southeast of Birmingham before the end of the month. A Bluebell spokeswoman said yesterday the specific date has not been set. For the second straight year, Aggieland's only hit music radio station has received national recognition. Bryan Broadcasting's Candy 95 has been nominated for the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award in the small market radio category. We'll find out how we do at the awards dinner October 1st in Atlanta. And a Texas A&M student said yes to a marriage proposal carved in a farm field. 21-year-old Kobe Silva of Sinton told the Corpus Christi Caller-Times she was in shock when she saw the proposal. Her fiancé, 22-year-old Rustin Smith of Beeville, arranged to use a plane belonging to his boss, who is a rancher, who agreed to mow a pasture with the message, "Marry me." Smith said he decided to do something special for his girlfriend of 6 years. WTAW News Time is 8:08. It's 77 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. We'll have more at 8:30 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Maintaining your vehicle is not only important, but required. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and I want to remind you that starting March 1st, your registration will serve as a combined proof of inspection and registration, but you will still need to have your vehicle inspected. You could do that at our Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818, next to Raleigh Car Wash, or visit our other location at East William Joe Bryant Parkway, next to the main post office. Like us on Facebook for weekly promotions.
Since 1957, Slovacic Sausage in Snook has been making the best tasting sausage in Texas from the same family recipe. Slovacic is the official sausage of Texas A&M athletics. Whether it's from the grill to the family gathering or from the pit to the neighborhood party, serve the sausage voted best in the Brazos Valley. Serve Slovacic. Be sure to come in and check out their full service meat market, relax on the front porch, or grab some fresh kolaches from their bakery on your way out. Slovacic Sausage, Highway 60 in Snook.
you always get great tasting meats and cheeses, crisp veggies, and freshly baked bread at your nearest Subway restaurant. But now you can get valuable points too, but only when you join the Subway Rewards program. So get your card today and register it at mysubwaycard.com. Then earn a point for every dollar you spend. Subway Rewards points can add up fast. Simply redeem them for subs, salads, drinks, or sides. Just save up to enjoy all your favorites. Subway, eat fresh. At participating restaurants, Subway card must be registered to earn points. Visit mysubwaycard.com for more details.
810, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
High pressure is located over Alabama this morning. It extends westward into Texas. That's why we'll have sunshine today. We'll see a few clouds here and there, but that's about it. It's a hot 195. Clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 75. We're sunny and hot again tomorrow. Temperatures back up around 95. Clear to partly cloudy with a low of 75 tomorrow night. And the heat continues unabated into Friday. Sunshine, a few clouds, and a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Hey, Levin, it's a good thing Sid Bass like Bluebell ice cream, huh? Is that what we're about to figure out? Sid's not worth what he used to be. He's only worth about $1.7
billion
now.
Oh.
Back in the day, before the recession, he's probably about twice that much. But anyway, investment people would probably say he's doing it with his heart, not his head, to give that money to Bluebell.
Yeah, that's okay.
And it is. It's fine. What's interesting is obviously Brenham's 45 minutes away from here, and you know it's certainly part of our culture. But if you look at the folks that are outside of here, they're not sure that the comeback will be as fast as you would like. They estimated that Bluebell had revenue of $680 million last year. The year before, it was $620 million. So they went up over 10% in 1 year, which is pretty dang good. Anyway, while it's tough to measure brand loyalty for a regional ice cream, Robert Pasikoff, who is the founder of New York-based Brand Keys, which is a New York-based brand loyalty consulting firm, says basically they've said, "We've allowed this to happen, and now we won't anymore. It's one thing to turn a brand around, but there are going to be many repercussions from that." So, does Bluebell bounce back quickly? Don't know. But there's a fellow Texan riding to the rescue, so we'll see what happens.
There's a lot of people just biding their time and saving their money till they can get another half gallon.
Well, I think that's probably right. The thing is, I obviously, consumption's going to other places right now. People haven't cut back on their ice cream consumption.
The ideal time to sell ice cream, which is the dog days of summer.
Oh, yeah, sure. Well, without a doubt. And again,
I don't know, because there's a lot of people right now that I know that aren't getting ice cream.
Well, could well be.
Case in point, us.
Yeah, that's right. Our freezer is usually full. Anyway, and of course, and the most important thing, economic impact from Washington County. I mean, when you got 1,500 people to get laid off, that's at Bluebell. Then they've had another one. They have a big company over there that makes power poles, and they had a cutback as well. So it's been Washington County. It's been an uphill battle for them. Jason Bianski joins us today. I know that obviously we may be seeing some people from Washington County who are coming to work over in Brazos County now with this going on.
Absolutely, and we're fortunate and in Bryan Coliseum that we do have job opportunities. Mm-hmm. For our residents, and oftentimes not enough employees to fill some of those positions. When we recruit companies and businesses here, they do look at us regionally for the employment and labor base that we have in a 7-county BVCOG region. And so there are opportunities for our brothers and sisters in Washington County and Brenham to work here, whether on a temporary basis or long-term basis. And we do hope and pray that Bluebell does bounce back. I don't mean to brag when I say this, but I still have a freezer full of Bluebell ice cream. So you don't realize what you had until it's gone.
Yeah, that's true.
I don't know if I'd say that out loud.
But I'm not going to tell you which freezer it's in and what location. I am out of homemade vanilla, and I'm going to tell you that there's no one else that has homemade vanilla like Bluebell. And still have cookies and cream, but we eat it slow. We don't eat as much. I feel like I'm on a diet, but we do appreciate it and hope that they bounce back here shortly in the next few months, because we definitely need some more homemade vanilla. And it's like anything. I'm sure every ice cream company's probably got the same issues, and it's part of the food industry. But they're making a change, and like I said, it has created a negative impact on the economy in Washington County and Brenham. And anything we can do here in Bryan-College Station with job opportunities, we'll do so.
Well, you know, and I've mentioned before, I have a friend who's in health inspection for the federal government, and he said it's a razor's edge. We are so close to salmonella contamination every day. I mean, every day. And it's just, you need to be aware of how your food's prepared, and if you're preparing it at home, you kind of got control of that. But if you're out someplace, it can be a different deal. Absolutely. We talked just, you were able to comment after our interview 2 weeks ago, but really it's the first opportunity we've had to expand a little bit on the idea that there are now going to be buses that will be taking people to the A&M football games based on parking in the garage in downtown Bryan. First of all, what is that as far as a boon for business on game days in your view? And then we'll talk about maybe the mechanics of it. But first, the boom in business.
Absolutely. Well, we're in uncharted water, Scott. The city council and the city of Bryan has been advocating to bring some of those fan buses and transportation options and parking options to Bryan, and particularly to downtown Bryan for game day when they had had to find a new location. That was something we talked about, and again, the council advocated for that. We think it could be good for businesses, not only in just downtown Bryan, but all of Bryan. You're going to go from point A to point B and all things in between. You have the opportunity to stop and buy gas, pick up a hamburger, shop, and spend some of those out-of-town dollars in the city limits of Bryan. So we're excited about that. The logistics, we're unsure. I'm sure the very first football game, I'll probably get some calls and may have some people parking in front of businesses that get out, jump on the bus, and head to the ball game and never to be seen again for 2 or 3 hours. We will figure out the best way to handle it, best way to get the folks to utilize our 1,100 space parking garage in downtown Bryan next to the courthouse. So it's an underutilized advantage that we have there. And I know everyone's busy on game days, and now we'll have more opportunities to bring the business into Bryan.
So, and again, much like A&M has the challenges, and that's always been an organic program that changed from week to week, actually, as we looked at traffic flow. Same thing can happen in downtown Bryan. What you do week of game one may be different by the time you get to the third or fourth week in the season.
Absolutely, Scott. We'll adapt as best we can, and we'll learn from each game experience and make sure we make improvements on that.
You know, we haven't seen the plat, or I haven't seen the plat for the new Blinn campus on the west side, but as time goes on, I mean, I would think they wouldn't have Saturday classes. Would that end up being a situation where Bryan would be involved at all, or would that be a deal between, say, A&M and Blinn if that were to happen, that they have empty parking spaces available?
We haven't talked about that yet. It's a possibility there that depending on how many parking spaces are available there. Of course, we utilize the current Blinn campus for Texas Reds and other activities that we have throughout Bryan, and particularly in downtown Bryan, and have run shuttles back and forth. So, that being on the outskirts of town, on the west side, on the bypass, minutes, maybe within two lights of two mm-hmm. to three lights of campus, that could be an opportunity, and I think we'd be happy to work with A&M and Blinn and introducing that possibility and seeing if it would be beneficial for everyone involved.
Certainly. What other kind of things as far as development is concerned? You know, we talked about some new hotels are opening up in Bryan, and great opportunities for more hot money. That's what I look at it as. It's a real revenue generator. But what else is on the radar screen as far as development in Bryan that you might be able to share with us today?
Well, we're all excited about the new hotels moving into Bryan. You have to understand, Scott, it wasn't during my last 10 years on the Bryan City Council. We had a handful of hotels that were thriving in the city limits of Bryan. Most of them have been in the city limits of College Station. So now that we're seeing a lot of new hotels popping up, I can't keep up with them anymore, honestly. Used to be a big, news release. Now they're popping up and under construction. Mm-hmm. before we realize it. So, and those monies, those dollars, those hot taxes, as the mayor of Colossation mentioned a few weeks ago, can be used for regional parks and those type of venues since our legislation has changed. So that's a positive impact on Bryan and Colossation. With that comes retail opportunities. I've probably see more opportunities that are coming Bryan's way, being in the real estate market, than necessarily that I see at City Hall. I am aware of several new shopping centers, a lot of new restaurants that are coming this way, retail centers, and everything that comes with it. So we've got a lot of land in Bryan to develop that's underdeveloped and in close to campus, close to the borders. Both west sides and east sides are thriving. We're starting to see a lot of redevelopment in our central business corridors, and need to continue to work in those areas to redevelop some of those big boxes along Texas Avenue and Briarcrest and Villa Maria. So a lot of opportunities, but we're fortunate the economy is the way it is in Bryan and in Colossation. And, with all the wonderful things going on at Texas A&M University, will also bring us some more opportunities for new development. But those are sales tax dollars that can go a long way with our infrastructure improvements and everything else we do.
Jason Maieske here, obviously he's in the real estate business. We had Martin Zimmerman in a couple of weeks ago, last week, talking about development and how obviously there's six unrelateds that can now live in special areas in College Station. They have taken that action. But there's also an area that abuts the College Station, right where Bryan and College Station touch on Old College, where they're looking at doing the same type of thing. Now, given that area right there around Cherry Creek, and I think Cherry Creek has got a phase two that's about to open up over there as well, or begin the construction there as well, what is your feeling as one member of council about maybe having the same type of situation in that portion of Bryan where you could have, for instance, six unrelated living in the same structure?
Well, Scott, we haven't talked about it. You and I have had conversations on the side about some of the redevelopment in some of the older neighborhoods that are on the borders of Bryan Colossation, close to campus. I was actually out listing a house yesterday in some of those neighborhoods and was amazed. Folks are buying up houses, demoing the houses and putting, I guess what they call them in Colossation, the ag shacks.
Yeah.
And, you blink and they're here, and you think you're in Colossation, you're now in Bryan. And so it is something that we'll have to look into. And we've had a lot of redevelopment down South College, Old College. I think a lot of folks don't realize where the borders of Bryan Colossation actually lie, and a lot of that development is now spilling over into Bryan, and you're seeing a lot of redevelopment. A lot of the retail establishments around there and restaurants are excited about it. It brings in a new population, but if you've been living in that house in that neighborhood for 50 years, a lot of those are older neighborhoods, and you've got this new development sprouting up, that's something we need to look at and make sure it works well and fits well with the neighborhoods. I think they had a piece on the news last night about some deals, developments in Colossation, nails all over the streets and trash blown in the yards, and so that's something we have to be cognizant about. And again, this is relatively new to the city of Bryan. We've always been the home to a lot of professors and staff and faculty. We always assumed all the college students live in Colossation. Well, there's quite a few in Bryan. We saw that with the bus routes when we had our representatives from transportation here at a council meeting in the past few months. Was somewhat amazed on how many college students do reside in the city of Bryan. And being in the real estate business, I'm aware of that. But like I said, there is a shift, and there are affordable opportunities, and some of the opportunities close to campus and Colossation are expensive, so they'll look on the opposite end of the border.
Let me ask you about this, because my first thought now, because my concern about the ultra-high saturation in College Station at Northgate is parking. So this ends up possibly being an expense for Bryan from the standpoint of maybe increased code enforcement will be necessary if you have that density.
Well, we've talked about increasing our code enforcement citywide to begin with. That's something we're going to be talking during our budget process over the next month or so. I think majority of the council would like to see increased code enforcement, not only in the neighborhoods we're talking about now, but in some of the other neighborhoods throughout Bryan. And we've got a long way to go, a lot of catching up to do in regards to some code enforcement violations. And So I think it would be good to look at adding additional code enforcement officers to the staff, and that would be something that we could add to their responsibility and kind of oversee, see what College Station's doing, what they're doing right, and what we can do. Again, that's fair to both sides, the builders, the developers, the occupants in the new developments, and the residents that have been in the existing neighborhoods for many years.
Sure. Well, it's in some ways a good problem to have, but it does need to be policed properly. What else you have for us today?
Well, Scott, today, July 15th, is superheroes. There's a superheroes party, part of the Children's Summer Reading Program at the Claire B. Mounts Library. It's 10 o'clock to noon. It's free. For more information, log on to briantx.gov. Also want to mention the Parks and Recreation Month Photo Contest is underway. City of Bryan's hosting the Parks and Recreation's Photo Contest. The contest invites amateur and professional photographers of all ages to enter their best images taken at any parks and recreational facilities in Bryan. Eligible locations include Bryan Parks, the Aquatic Center, Lake Bryan, etc. The contest will run from July 1st through the end of July, and the winner will receive a $100 prepaid Visa gift card. And finally, Moonlight Movies. Celebrate National Parks and Recreation Month with our Moonlight Movie Series. All movies in the 2015 Moonlight Movie Series begin at dusk. There'll be children's activities and concessions, snow cones. They begin at 6:30 each evening. Families are encouraged to bring blankets, chairs, picnics, and other outdoor necessities, maybe some bug spray. And the next one is Tuesday, July 1st. Surf's Up is the movie, and it'll be at Henderson Harbor.
Okay.
Side.
Yeah, sounds good. Thanks for the time this morning.
Scott, thank you, sir.
Yep, that's Jason Mayansky, Mayor of Bryan. Visit with the mayors on alternate Wednesdays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency. Serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
Two Video is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let Two Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. Two Video is online at twovideo.ws. or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Companies got higher prices for goods and services in June, a sign inflation is slowly picking up from historically weak levels. The Producer Price Index, measuring the prices at which companies sell goods and services, rose 0.4% in June. Core prices, which strip out volatile energy and food components, grew 0.3%. Cancer drug company Celgene will pay $7.2 billion for San Diego-based Receptus in a bid to move deeper into the multi-billion-dollar market for autoimmune diseases. Celgene has been trying to diversify beyond its foothold in drugs treating multiple myeloma. Receptus shares are up 10% of pre-market trading on the news. Could a giant iPad be on the way? A DigiTimes report raises speculation that Apple will be launching a 12.9-inch iPad with sales beginning in November. Apple's most recent tablet models, the iPad Air 2 and iPad Mini 3, are between 8 and 10 inches. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little change open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
With CUDA Sign, paperless e-signing is a no-brainer for any business that requires legally binding signatures fast. That's because CUDA Sign offers everything you should expect from an electronic signature solution for just $1 per month. CUDA Sign cuts document turnaround time as much as 90%, thanks in part to its number one rated mobile app. And CUDA Sign's secure cloud stores documents for on-demand tracking and retrieval, saving you even more time and money. Don't think twice. Get CUDA Sign now for just $1 per month. Go to CUDASign.com.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats. If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have a hormonal imbalance as a result of approaching menopause. But today you're in luck, because now there's Ambrin. Ambrin is a clinical breakthrough shown to restore hormonal balance in women over 40. Over 500,000 women have tried Ambrin, and now we'd like you to try it too, completely risk-free. To receive your risk-free trial of Ambrin, call right now at 1-800-278-5884. That's 1-800-278-5884.
A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at
846-8400.
With me is Heather Bishop, Office Administrator of Cox McLean Environmental Consulting Services, where they have a number of copiers, including Sharp Document Solutions. Now, Heather, be honest with me here. Over the past 7 years, have you truly been in charge?
Absolutely. Our representative is Sean. They've come in, they've assessed our needs. They've looked at what we were doing, how we were doing it, made recommendations for how we could do what we do better.
What about ongoing support?
There's someone on the other end of the line who understands what our needs are, when we need them, and responds promptly.
Is there a bottom line benefit of that to Environmental Consulting Services?
It helps us provide better service for our clients.
Administrators, managers, owners, are you listening? Texas Document Solutions may actually help you help your customers. Call Texas Document Solutions 775-5500 and ask about the new Document Solutions from Sharp. 775-5500.
Texas Document Solutions.
775-5500.
In Texas, there are some things that just stand the test of time. Freedom, truth, and good old barbecue. For over 100 years, Kreitz Market Barbecue has blown people away with their unbelievable flavor and tender, juicy, melt-in-your-mouth ribs, brisket, and more. Kreitz Market, just the best barbecue you've ever tasted. Kreitz Market Barbecue, now open in Bryan on Highway 6, just south of Boonville. Just good taste, naturally. KreitzMarket.com.
Every summer, about this time of year, merchants have traditionally staged a sales event called Christmas in July. Today, the world's mightiest retailers revive that tradition by squaring off online. It's Amazon versus Walmart, with some incredible discounts that you wouldn't expect to see until Black Friday. Amazon calls theirs Prime Day, marking their 20th anniversary. Walmart is openly criticizing Amazon because you have to be an Amazon Prime member to see most of the sales. New membership costs $100. Walmart's first quarter sales were down 7%. Amazon is soaring. Today, these two giants are going at each other to see who can offer the lowest prices, especially with free shipping. Amazon has a 40-inch TV for $115 and 50% off some Nikon cameras. Walmart is selling an iPad Mini 2 for $265 and a Toshiba laptop for $377. When retailers can't fight like this, the ones who benefit the most are us, the consumers. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO. Ripped from the headlines, another reminder about the importance of protecting our identities. Investigators believe that a recent data breach at the government's Office of Personnel Management compromised sensitive personal information, including Social Security numbers, of roughly 21.5 million people from both inside and outside the government. Stories like this are precisely why I have LifeLock Ultimate Plus Identity Theft Protection. LifeLock Ultimate Plus helps protect your Social Security number, bank and retirement accounts, credit cards, even the equity in your home. Obviously, no one can prevent all identity theft or monitor transactions at every business. You only have one identity. Protect it with the best. LifeLock. Call or visit LifeLock.com now and save 10% on your LifeLock Ultimate Plus membership. But you've got to use promo code Kim. That's promo code Kim to get my special 10% discount. Call 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. 800-417-3841. Or visit LifeLock.com. Use promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:33. It's 78 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese, Exceptional Restorative and Cosmetic Dentistry, voted Texas Monthly's Texas Super Dentist 11 years in a row. Learn more at drreese.com. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Texas A&M Mays Business School's Real Estate Center reports construction is wrapping up on a College Station hotel, while work is starting on another student housing complex in Northgate. College Station is the location for the first of 9 Aloft brand hotels to be completed in Texas during the next 3 years. Located on Lincoln, just off University behind Red Lobster, there are 102 rooms and 1,500 square feet of meeting space. According to Aloft's website, they'll be open on September 10th, and their first night for taking reservations is October 1st. In Northgate, construction has started on the 200-bed Cherry Street Apartments and at 2nd and Cherry. Completion is expected next summer on the complex, which will include an outdoor theater and a parking garage. Ownership of Bluebell Ice Cream now extends beyond the Cruzy family and employee stockholders. Fort Worth billionaire Sid Bass has become a partner after investing an undisclosed amount in the company. Bluebell President Paul Cruzy issued a statement that Bass's significant investment will ensure the successful return of our ice cream to the market and our loyal customers. The information about Bluebell's ownership comes from sources outside the company because officials will not disclose those details. Last week, Bluebell notified Alabama health officials it will start test runs at its plant southeast of Birmingham before the end of the month. A Bluebell spokeswoman said yesterday the specific date has not been set. Work continues in Brenham and suburban Tulsa to complete renovations following the discovery of Listeria bacteria at those locations. Meantime, the Justice Department is not commenting whether Bluebell could be in trouble after announcing food companies that inadvertently poison their customers might face criminal charges.
The Justice Department has fired a warning shot, and they say food manufacturers that poison people could face civil and criminal charges. Houston attorney Ron Simon specializes in food poisoning cases. He says Bluebell knew about Listeria contamination in their plants for years, and every time they had a positive test, they cleaned it up and didn't tell anyone.
They repeated that process 17 different times, and they never fixed it. A bunch of people got sick and 3 people died. That's inexcusable.
Are they going to do that again?
They better not. People will go to jail.
He says pathogens in food can rarely be seen, smelled, or tasted, and management at these companies need to understand that if the product isn't safe, they will be held accountable. Barbara Schwartz, TSN News.
Texas A&M has the second highest graduation rate within 4 years among state universities, but it's not high enough. A&M's Faculty Senate recently completed a review, which was discussed at this week's meeting. Vice Provost Michael Benedict responded to concerns that students who are working and or doing internships will need more than 4 years.
If we were saying 100% of the students need to graduate in 4 years, I think we would all, including the provost, be opposed to that, because there are a lot of students who can't do it for all sorts of reasons.
Dr. Benedict says the rate could go up a couple of percent by adjusting curriculum requirements for some students.
Like, they couldn't get into a class that's required for graduation. It was all full. No one could get them in. They have to wait another semester just to take the class. Or they're transferring from one curriculum to another, and their new department chose, you took this set of math courses. We really kind of want you to take this set of math courses. Do them over again.
The Faculty Senate was told 56% of first-time and full-time freshmen graduated in 4 years. The goal is to raise that percentage into the low 60s. On our website at WTAW.com is more information about the study and comments from the Faculty Senate meeting. Members of the Texas Nationalist Movement are touring the state, asking people to sign a petition that would put Texas secession on the 2016 ballot. SMU political scientist Cal Gilson says after the Civil War, the Supreme Court ruled secession was not an option.
That the Union is permanent, and so the idea of secession one hears occasionally, but it has no legal or constitutional meaning.
Gilson believes many involved dislike President Obama and are keeping a watchful eye on the Jade Helm 15 exercises taking place in Texas. According to the Nationalist Movement's website, they've scheduled a stop in Bryan College Station in 2 weeks, but have not announced a location. Southwest of Fort Worth in Granbury, more than 60 people told the Hood County Commissioner's Court meeting yesterday what they thought of keeping two books with gay themes in the children's section of the county library.
I have gone to YouTube videos and seen the author of this book talk about her book. This woman freely admits that she wants to program young kids with the LGBT agenda.
Libraries are not places of one idea or one way of thinking, but places of lots of ideas, of discussion, and of debate.
In the end, commissioners voted the books will stay in the library and stay in the children's section. State officials are reacting to a fatal deer disease that's threatening the $2 billion hunting industry.
We just have one positive in a breeder facility as we implemented an immediate moratorium on the movement of breeder deer.
Texas Parks and Wildlife Obviously, Director Clayton Wolf says chronic wasting disease is eventually fatal as it makes microscopic changes to the brain. Dr. Andy Schwartz of the Texas Animal Health Commission says they're focused on one breeder in Medina County.
That two-year-old buck that was diagnosed was born on the place, so that tells us it got infected on the property.
property.
If not contained, there's a fear it might spread throughout the deer community.
White-tailed deer, black-tailed deer, elk, mule deer, and red deer as well.
In Austin, Chris Fox, TSN News.
Bryan Broadcasting's Candy 95 has received another national honor. For the second consecutive year, Candy was named a finalist for the National Association of Broadcasters Marconi Award for Excellence in Broadcasting. Candy 95 is one of five stations vying for Small Market Radio Station of the Year. Winners will be announced October 1st at the Marconi Radio Awards Dinner and Show in Atlanta. WTAW News Time is 8:39. It's 79 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Dr. Michael Reese. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Do you wear dentures? Imagine never having to remove them again, no messy glues, and being able to eat any food you want. It's possible with implant-retained New You dentures from inventor Dr. Michael Reese. Virtually identical to real teeth, implant-retained New You dentures stay in all day, every day, and can change your life. Isn't it time you had natural-looking, fully functional teeth? Move up to implant-retained New You dentures. Learn more at drreese.com.
Ready to make the commitment to be healthier, to be stronger, to feel better? Then here's the number to call, 693-6100. That's Super Slow Zone. You know the slogan, minutes a week, in shape for life. And that's exactly what it's all about. You stop in, try the machines out. They have some new machines as they've changed their location. They're still right there on Rock Prairie Road in the medical complex by the Med, but they're now in the West Side building right there on the first floor. But they're pieces of equipment they haven't had before. And as a result, you go in, you try the equipment out, you find what you're looking for in exercise. Then they take a brief medical history, and you're on your way. 693-6100. You're on your way to a healthier you so that you can feel better every day. You go in and you work out a couple of times a week. After a while, it shifts down to one time a week. But what you always get is attention, one-on-one work. That's what makes Super Slow Zone different. Minutes a week in shape for life. Call them at 693-6100, Super Slow Zone.
For over 33 years, CC Creations has been the premier provider of custom product solutions in the Brazos Valley, offering the best in screen printing, embroidery, promotional products, signage, and awards. We send our thanks to our customers for their loyalty and invite others to experience firsthand the customer service and high-quality standards that has helped CC Creations become the best of the Brazos for 14 years straight. CC Creations, building better relationships throughout the Brazos Valley for over 33 years.
Good morning, 841, a Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Wilton's Office Works, inviting you out to their Chamber After Hours event on Thursday, July the 30th. Enjoy free food and drinks and fun during their 20th anniversary celebration. Here we go with numbers.
High pressure is located over Alabama this morning. It extends westward into Texas. That's why we'll have sunshine today. We'll see a few clouds here and there, but that's about it. It's a hot 195. Clear to partly cloudy through the overnight, 75. We're sunny and hot again tomorrow. Temperatures back up around 95. Clear to partly cloudy with a low of 75 tomorrow night. And the heat continues unabated into Friday. Sunshine, a few clouds, and a high of 95. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
It's 842. Y'all would not have noticed it. Maybe our listeners might not have noticed it. I've noticed it. Patrick obviously is distracted today.
I am.
He's not plugged in because, after all, in this Amazon Prime Day.
Oh, it's the 15th. Uh-huh.
You haven't been watching.
No.
Oh, okay. Wait, just think about the great bargains you've missed.
Yeah.
By the way, USA Today reports that Walmart firing back at Prime Day today with 2,000 rollbacks on electronics, home goods, and toys. With will lower the minimum for free shipping from $50 to $35. There you are, in your face, Amazon. Amazon is celebrating their 20th birthday with deals apparently today.
Golly.
And I think you can have a free Prime membership today. Is that the way that works?
Yeah. What?
Google that and see if
that's $100 a year. Are you kidding me?
Google that, yeah, because you're going to be angry, aren't you?
Or maybe you get to act like a Prime member for today.
For today.
Ah, I see.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay,
yeah.
I believe
okay.
that.
If
I believe
they do
that.
That takes some money out of the marketplace, doesn't it?
Holy cow, there's some deals.
Are there?
Now I'm distracted. Thanks,
uh-oh.
Scott.
can you hold off for 17 minutes?
I don't know. These are deals.
Oh. Well, right, what's the deal that jumps off the page at you right now?
Well, I mean, their little Fire Stick is $24. That's about almost 40% off.
Oh, really?
Okay. If you want Lord of the Rings DVDs, who buys DVDs anymore?
That's why they're trying to get rid of them.
You can get the trilogy for about $30. A Husqvarna self-propelled mower for $300.
What?
I'm telling you. Solid state hard drives.
Okay.
Oh, man.
All right. So there. Well, we know where you'll be.
Uh-huh.
All right.
Right here.
I was going to say, you got your, to-do list to take care of at some point.
Mm-hmm.
And Kevin, what did you find?
I didn't look.
Okay. All right. Then let's talk about
it. I was just laughing at him being all excited.
I know. I know. And I somehow I couldn't believe he didn't know about that.
All that was missing was the Arnold Horshack sound. Ooh, ooh, ooh.
I'm not a big shopper.
I understand. A man in England tried to sell a baby at a shopping center. He shouted into a bookstore and asked if anybody there wanted to buy a baby girl who was 3 months old. Then he walked down the concourse and asked random people along the way. Thankfully, police caught up with him while he was pushing the baby stroller and arrested him on suspicion.
There have been days where every parent here is
Sure. Yeah, there's no doubt. There's no doubt. But, wow. Okay.
Dollar. Just give me a dollar.
Yeah, right here. An airboat ran aground in the Everglades and managed to set off two failed rescues by friends and family, leaving eight people stranded until the Broward Sheriff's Office had to get out there with their helicopter to get them out. Here's how it happened. Three people on the first boat had dinner and then ran out of water. They called for help, saying they ran aground and needed help. So out goes boat number two to rescue them. They went overland for 12 miles and got lost. They called a third boat for help and told them to bring lots of gas. Along comes boat number three with 40 gallons of gas and can't find the other two. So all three boats spent the night in the Everglades until the chopper came to their rescue. Well, I guess if there's no GPS, is that there's no road to be on it, use a GPS, you wouldn't be able to get there. It would seem like, well, I don't know how well people know the Everglades. I don't know the Everglades, so I find it interesting that different people who live in that area would.
Them swamp people are pretty good at it, though.
I'd think so.
If you've ever seen the show.
I'd think so.
Chewed it.
Yeah. Chewed it, man. That's it. Parents who one more thing for new helicopter parents. Here you go. Before you even leave the hospital, a report from U.S. News and World Report says parents who delay naming their newborn babies could be increasing their infant's risk of
cancer.
A hospital mix-up.
Oh.
Are you kidding me? U.S. News and World Report says that hospitals that use specific first name, last names for newborns reduce patient errors by one-third. Even if parents have chosen a name, many hospitals refer to the babies by their last name and start and as a standard operating procedure. It sounds like they're addressing a significant problem. Is that a significant problem? That your babies get mixed up? I mean, I don't know. I've been a long time since I've had a baby in the hospital, but it would just seem like
there weren't that many new babies in the hospital here.
Yeah.
Are we not tattooing the name on the bottom of the heel yet?
I was going to say magic marker.
Oh, okay, sure.
But
fine.
I mean, if you want to do tattoo, I guess that'd be okay too. They haven't put the RFID chip in yet.
No chipping yet.
Turn the radio down. Hello, what's up?
Hey, good morning.
Hey,
friend of mine was telling me that he knew some people that they delayed the naming of their daughter and they named it for them. They called her for Molly.
It's summertime and you're on the go.
Wow.
To camps, sporting events, day trips, or just around town. So make sure you stop in at your neighborhood Rattlers and check out all the icy cold drink specials, or grab a snack of Duke's beef jerky, all flavors only $5.99 a pack. Or pick up some lunch like a delicious fully loaded hot dog, only 79 cents with your registered Rattlers rewards card. Working out in the sun? Then cool off after work with a 12 pack of beer from the fine families of beer from Bud, Miller, and Coors, only $10.99. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
Two Video is making the number two very special all summer long. Now through the end of August, when you transfer your old family films and videos, you'll get two DVDs for the price of one. So look under your bed, back of the closet, and up in your attic and find those old films, videos, and photos. Then let Two Video convert, preserve, and protect them in high-quality digital files for future generations. Two Video is online at twovideo.ws. or call 690-8880 to set up an appointment. You create the memories. Let Two Video help preserve them.
This is Bravo Brazos Valley, I'm Katie Dempsey, joined today by Sergeant Jason James of the Bryan Police Department to talk Tip a Cop.
Well, we're going
to
be doing Tip a Cop, and we decided to do 3 days this year. It's going to be July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. We broke it up into 3 days to give the officers more of an opportunity to work it because they really enjoy coming out and working this event, helping out Special Olympics, but it also gives the public different options, different days to come out. And so we're trying a little different this year, but it's always a fun time because the officers enjoy talking to the public and not having to write a citation or take somebody to jail. It's just come out there, we'll wait tables with the regular wait staff, get drinks and whatever you need. But it's a fun time, and the officers work for tips, which will go directly to the Special Olympics here in our area. And so it's such a big fundraiser for them, and it's a great time. We want everybody to come out.
And July 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, if you're bad with dates, that is next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday. So you have 3 possible days to come out and donate money to the Special Olympics.
Yes.
If you've never been out there, it's really fun because you guys bring someone from every group in the Brazos Valley.
Yes, we have every agency represented, from Bryan, PD, College Station, Police Department, Texas A&M University, the Sheriff's Office, Brazos County Sheriff's Office, DPS, Texas Wildlife, and then all the constables come out. So we have a wide variety of folks that will come out, and you can, if you know the officers, you can sit in their section and visit with them and harass them and throw rolls at them or something.
And if not, now you know, if you show up to Roadhouse, why there are so many police officers crawling around next week.
It's just us. Yeah. We try to park the cars out front to let the kids come out and see them. We make a show of it. We want everybody to come out and have fun with us. I mean, it's crowded in there, and you'll wait a little bit. That's why we're trying to divide it up between 3 days, so you won't wait so long. But you can pick your officer and let them wait on you.
So what's our number to beat this year? How much did we raise last year?
Last year was just over $12,000. And Bryan College Station is the highest in the nation at this fundraiser. We've beat him every year for the last 6, 7 years, 8 years, as long as I've been doing it.
And do you know how many cities participate?
All the city, well, I won't say all, but like 5 of the roadhouses in Austin don't even compared to us. They get like 5,000. We get 12,000. So
if someone can't come out, is there another way to go about donating?
Yes, we gave you an option that you can mail us a check to the police department. You can send it to, just put Attention Jason James on it, and so it'll get to me. And then our address is 303 East 29th Street in Bryan, 77803, and just make the check out to Special Olympics Texas. And then the other side of there at the Roadhouse, I'm working on trying to find some card readers so we can do credit cards there on scene.
A great meal for a great cause. Come out next Tuesday, Wednesday, or Thursday and help our local law enforcement raise money for Special Olympics. I'm Katie Dempsey, and this is Bravo Brazos Valley.
It's 8:51. Mr. Downs has joined us this morning.
There's the first close-up. That's the first close-up picture.
Got the indentation, yeah.
That's the first close-up high-resolution picture of Pluto, and it looks like the Death Star.
Yes, it does.
I'm concerned.
Well, that little indentation thing may be on the other side, right?
I wonder if it's part of Jade Helm.
Oh, now stop it.
Could be, you know.
We know.
What say you, Patrick? Right.
Yeah. Uh-huh. All the planets in Earth's solar system, except
including
Earth,
the ones that aren't planets except, like Pluto,
are named after Roman deities. Ancient Roman astronomers tracked Mars and Venus and Mercury and Jupiter and Saturn thousands of years ago because they could see them with the naked eye. The astronomers named those planets after the gods and one goddess. The other planets in our solar system were not discovered until much later. Uranus, 1781, Neptune, 1846, and Pluto, 1930.
Clyde Tombaugh.
Yeah, but astronomers decided to continue the tradition of the Roman gods.
Well, heck, they even did that with the with some of the asteroids and comets and things like that, the celestial detritus.
Yeah.
But it's Ceres and things like that. Mm-hmm. There.
Now, in 19...
That's Roman, right?
Yeah, in 1930, that's right, after...
They named the robot phone after... No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. In 1930, after Percival Lowell's death, American astronomer Clyde Tombaugh discovered Pluto. By tradition, the discovering astronomer of a new space object gets naming rights, but it was an 11-year-old girl in Great Britain's idea to name the planet Pluto. Did you see that they took, was it some of Tombaugh's ashes up there?
No, I didn't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, there's some ashes of...
Yeah,
some astronomy dude who was...
some astronomy
That's
dude.
That's what it says on
maybe
the bag.
Maybe identified Pluto?
Yeah.
Maybe.
So what it says on there, it says
it
astronomy
can't,
dude.
It can't be.
What?
Clyde's long gone.
Right. There
long
is ashes.
Gone.
Yeah.
Well, yes, I know that, but what? They just kept a spare tub of ashes just in case?
They saved them.
Well, you never know when you might need them.
I still got mom. That bespeaks a certain level of forward thinking that I'm just not sure we possess.
Hello? Hello? We got Bud.
Hi, you're on the radio.
We got Bud dialed again. Okay, well, that's all right. All right, so
Somehow there's some irony that just makes sense that WTAW's Infomaniacs gets butt dialed more than any other show in America.
The next time you look for a business equipment dealership that can provide your organization with reliable, cost-effective solutions for your next copier, scanner, or printer, CTWP wants to be your copier company. CTWP represents the very best equipment manufacturers, including Canon, Konica Minolta, Kyocera, Lanier, and Lexmark. Join thousands of Texas businesses who call CTWP their copier company. CTWP 779-2998 or visit us at ctwp.com.
Same great company, just a new name. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400.
Hi, this is Bobby Jenkins with ABC Home and Commercial Services. With the current weather and temperature, Brazos Valley insects are seeking shelter, but you can get rid of them, whether it's roaches, spiders, scorpions, or ants. ABC can create a pest control plan that's simple and environmentally friendly for people and pets. Plus, all of our ABC specialists undergo a comprehensive background screening so you can rest easy with our team on your property. ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment.
For courteous service, just call ABC Home and Commercial Services.
Baylor Scott & White Health offers health care built around you. Our 5 locations in Bryan College Station make it easy for you and your family to find health care that's close to home. Each of our clinics is backed by the Baylor Scott & White name and connects you to the expertise of our specialists at Scott & White Hospital in College Station. From our 5 clinic locations to our hours and services, that's healthcare designed for you and your family. Visit bswdocs.com to find a location near you.
About 4 minutes till News Talk 1620, WTAW. Okay, and NASA scientists are predicting that the sun is going to fall asleep in 15 years. Have you seen this? Yeah, okay. I know.
And the world's going to get colder and...
Well, you remember the story we had yesterday
about all
that stuff that's going on in there? Well, now, see, they've had enough time now to poo-poo that, okay? They've now said this is some person who's not even a scientist. They're a mathematician, and they've been able to come up with this stuff. And so, obviously, that can't be true because that person's not as smart as these other scientists. Hello?
How y'all doing this morning?
Well, we're doing fine. How are you?
A story about not naming your baby.
Yeah.
My mom and dad didn't name me, and the hospital lost me.
Yeah.
They ended up finding me at the local animal clinic.
Thank you.
Do we not have a way to grade or rank these prediction-making entities?
We don't have a way to grade or rank anything anymore. Remember, we had that story yesterday about high schools.
I'm making predictions. I can do this. I mean, come on.
That clown at Colorado State, remember who used to do the hurricane thing?
Yes.
I mean, he blew that so badly 2 years in a row that
and
I don't
every
know.
Every year, people stumbled all over themselves to try to get his prediction.
Yep, right. Not anymore.
And he stunk on ice.
Yeah, not anymore. Now. All right, hang on. Hello.
You ever get the feeling that the scientists are pretty much the biggest pudding stirrers out there? All they do is just talk about doom and gloom. I mean, now the sun's going to go to sleep in 15 years.
That's right. Yep.
Who knows?
That's it. Now, but
we've been doing that to audiences for years. That's not a problem.
Wash your ears out with this. How exciting could this be on today's Dork Day, by the way? Physicists at the CERN Large Hadron Collider in Switzerland.
Things big.
Say they have discovered a whole new class of subatomic particle never seen before.
What are they
it's because
them?
They're subatomic. Nobody sees them.
Yeah, I was going to say. Oh.
How's that for dorky?
Uh-huh. Well, guess what? It's a fun word, though. It's called a pentaquark.
Oh.
A pentaquark.
It's five quarks.
Yeah, that's it. It's made up of five quarks.
Oh, hey.
Bound together.
Well, I mean, there's different names for quarks. You got the up, the down, the strange, the charm. That's it.